وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we were talking about Quranic teachings related to mankind and the concept of humanity in the Holy Quran. And we talked about the role that faith and belief has to play in the overall perfection of mankind. And we said that this faith has different levels and it's possible to increase the faith. Like the way there are different ways to increase other aspects of soul, like for example virtues, or for example some qualities that we have and we want to increase them. Also, faith is like that. It's a quality that we have as human beings and we can increase them. According to the verses of the Holy Quran, there are some techniques or some ways to increase our faith. One of them is to think. And maybe you ask to think about what? So Quran says one of the things that we can think about is the history and the destination or the destiny of previous nations. In one verse we recite, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Why those who don't believe, why don't they go around the earth and see what happened to previous nations? The fact that this life is transient and the fact that this life could be very misleading. When we go and see the rise and fall of different civilizations, what made them be prosperous and what made them fall? By studying this, we realize that one element common to all failures of in the history of humanity is losing hope and losing trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, losing trust in the final destination of mankind and getting busy with some worldly pleasures. So Quran says, think about these things, that if you're powerful, if you have anything you want, then you're not better than some previous nations that were like exactly like that. And where they are now, they're gone all. So this is the destiny that is waiting for us as well. And the thing that we can get for ourselves from this short period of time that we have in this life, we should think what that is, the plan that we have for our eternal life. Not be made busy with those transient worldly matters. Or in other words, Quran says, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. So we have people who have gone around the world, or they go here and there sightseeing and visiting different places of the world. But it's not necessarily that they see those things with analysis. It's very important. A person might be sitting at home, but he has a great insight of the history of humanity, of different civilizations, different communities and societies and nations. And it's possible for a person to be in trips here and there, but he does not have that profound insight. Wherever he goes, he just goes to see some superficial things, and without getting deeper to the meanings, getting deeper to the history of cultures. Quran says, فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. If you want to do sayr, go around the earth, Before that, you should get ready or you should prepare your mind and your heart to understand things. And this is very important. And he says, some people, they don't have a blind eye, but they have a blind heart. They see a lot of things, but they don't take lesson from those things. We will have a break and come back to continue some of the ways that Quran suggests for increasing our faith.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi. You're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the ways that Quran suggests for having a better faith or increase in one's faith. And this verse says contemplation and thinking about the verses of the Holy Quran. أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُوا الْقَوْلَ أَمْ جَاءَهُمْ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِ آبَاءَهُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Why don't they ponder upon and contemplate and think about the verses of the Holy Quran? And this is unfortunately true even for many Muslims, that some of us, we don't recite the Holy Quran that much. Some of us just recite the surface, I mean, just the words, like a ritual, formal act. But we don't contemplate over the verses as it deserves, so let alone other people. So Quran says, if you want your faith to be increased, one way is to think about the verses of the revelation. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا. Believers are those for whom, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recounted, their heart gets prepared, or vajilat, a kind of fear that is not fear, a kind of fear that is, let's say, it's a sense of awe and bewilderment. And وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ, and when the verses of the Holy Quran or the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recited for them, their faith is increased. So this is a sign of iman, to think about the verses of the Holy Quran and have contemplation over the different aspects of revelation. Another thing is to avoid arrogance. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَفَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. On the day of judgment, angels address disbelievers and they say, the verses of the Holy Quran or the verses of Revelation were recited to you, but you showed arrogance and you were not humble enough to accept the truth. So this is one reality that we have, that some people, because of the fact that they think, for example, if they show humility towards truth, they lose their personality or some other beliefs that they have, they don't want to accept reality, they don't want to accept the truth. And this very thing stops them from having faith, or stops them from having a good faith. They feel embarrassed sometimes, I don't know how to put it, but this istikbar, this arrogance, stops them from having a good quality faith. And also, there are other verses that related to the nature of the life of the dunya, or this worldly life that we talked a little bit when we were talking about looking and searching and studying previous nations. So all of these, in addition to other verses, lead one to increase his faith and also guard his faith against some of the things that decrease and reduce the faith, like sins and like mistakes, that inshallah we should talk about in a separate episode. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, join me in the next episode to talk about other aspects related to faith. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى